Thank you very much. Just came in the nick of time. You have the next one, too?
We do.
All right. Next item, please.
Item 772, authorizing a contract with Motorola Solutions, Inc. in the amount of $14 million to provide public safety communications equipment and related services.
Okay, thank you. Motorola Solutions are public safety equipment. This is a standard master agreement that has reached the end of its 10-year life cycle. So this is a new contract to basically roll it forward and keep the same systems all in place for the next 5 years.
Question on something of a contract of this size. What are the factors that you take into consideration whether to extend an existing 10-year contract or go out and do a new procurement?
Basically, that would be a bureau-based decision, but the thought process is with all of the equipment already in place, going out and redoing all of our systems, the cost in that would be huge. You would spend a great deal more than we would trying to simply moving our standard existing systems, which are fully functional and working quite well, forward.
And then same line of reasoning, without a broader RFP to test the marketplace, how do we ensure that the contract price with Motorola is in line with the market?
The pricing structure in the agreement, which was already determined to have been effective, is rolled forward. All we're taking is inflationary increases. They're not upping the cost of specific items, you know, racking them up 40-50% or something like that, simply because they have the standard type inflationary increases are all they're taking. So we're rolling forward the base pricing just as it was.
Okay. And what was the previous contract's number?
The contract number?
Yeah, not the number of contract. What was the amount? In the previous
over the 10-year period of time, I believe the amount came to about $38 million. That also included monies from the recently concluded public safety, the PSSRP radio project. So costs outside, if you removed all of the costs from the PSSRP radio project, we're at about $24 to $28 million during that 10-year period of time.
So this is significantly less.
It's a 5-year contract versus a 10-year contract.
And why is that?
The city charter requires us to do a 5-year contract, and then it allows us to do a 5-year extension should we choose to. We're limited at 5 years by charter.
But the first one, it said the charter was 10 years. Charter said we had to do it every 10 years.
We're required to either resolicit or, in any event, write a new contract after 10 years. So we can do a 5-year contract, then we can do... We're allowed to do a 5-year extension, which is 10, and then we're done. We either have to have a new contract or a new solicitation. In any event, it results in a new contract.
I remember the initial purchase being quite controversial, and I share Commissioner Fish's concerns about how do we know. I mean, some technologies have come down in price over the last 10 years.
Well, I guess a related question, if I could, because what's the shelf life of this technology? So one of the things you said was, well, we've already made a huge investment in the technology. I understand that. But technology, every year it seems like my iPhone becomes obsolete. So when do we have to consider a complete overhaul of the system because technology has made the big leap forward?
I think most technology needs to be updated within 3 to 5 years, barring cell phones, which tend to be almost a yearly occurrence. The brand new equipment that's just been put in by the PSSRP project, much of that equipment can be in place and maintained for up to 10 years. The equipment that we're going to be purchasing or would be purchased on this master agreement would be the radios and the accessories for those radios. And with the new digital upgrade to the radio system, the radios themselves are actually twice as expensive as the older radios were.
So if we approve this ordinance, which essentially is a 5-year extension of your existing contract, is it likely that in 5 years, when you come back to council, that's when we'll be discussing whether to put the whole thing out for bid again for purposes of seeing whether there are competitors who want to come in and offer a better package?
I don't know if that's what we're going to do, but I believe at the end of 5 years we have the ability to assess whether or not that's what we want to do.
I think the thought process is to be at about 4 years roughly, give or take, and begin the evaluation process in the marketplace and see what kind of looks out, what else is out there. So we start to look at that, and then at that five-year point when we would need to extend, we should have the information in hand to say, do we extend or do we go for a brand new look?
Do you need a friendly amendment to confirm that that will be the protocol, that within the five-year period you'll do that assessment and that this doesn't just become an automatic renewal in 5 years?
Certainly, Commissioner, it's your guys' prerogative to do that if you would like, but the thought, that's our standard process. That's what we would do anyway.
Okay.
So, but truly, it's up to you.
Before you make that amendment, Commissioner Daly, do you have any?
If that's your standard process, I'm content with building a record on that question. But I think when you, if this is approved, I think when you come back in 4 to 5 years, the council at that point should have a more comprehensive discussion about whether the entire system needs to be put out to bid.
Certainly,
I think you've made an argument that this 5 year extension is in the public interest. I think beyond that, it starts. There are questions that the council will have to grapple with.
Certainly,
thank you,
Commissioner Saltzman.
So, are current radios equipped for digital?
Yes, we just concluded the PSSRP radio project ended at the end of the fiscal year, and we're completely on digital today, and so are the majority of all of our stakeholders.
So all the handheld radios used right now are digital?
Yes.
But the replacements, this authorizes payment for the replacements as the equipment wears out?
Sure. We have a lot of radios that are in apparatus as well, and many times the vehicle radios need to be repaired for one reason or the other, but this allows us to purchase replacements.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there currently an active contract? I noticed this one, previous one, expired in May. Has there been some kind of carryover that has the city or any of our partners been prevented from or allowed to continue buying since this contract expired?
No one has been prevented. The PSSRP contracts to the end of the fiscal year allowed us to purchase if there was anything that came in on that. I've spoke to stores recently, and then we do have a state contract in place that allows us to make smaller purchases. If anybody had a very large purchase, I would say over $10,000, we may not be able to leverage the state contract, but we can today.
So this is Adana's emergency ordinance, that the current contract's already expired in May. Mm-hmm. Colleagues, I'm feeling I don't have enough information to vote on this today, particularly in the absence of the mayor. It's a $14 million contract. So I'd like actually more of a breakdown of the specific things that this $14 million would pay for compared with what were the costs of those things in the previous project.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, twice $14 million is $28 million, which is part of what you said in your answer, but I can't tell from the information I have
okay. As
to how it's done. So now, I'd like...
I won't be here next week. Carla, do we have four people next week?
Yes.
You're just going to set this over with the emergency clause for a week?
Well, we'll certainly take public comments, yes, but I would like for that to happen. Set it over for a week with the emergency clause so that Mayor Wheeler can come back and answer any, and I can, in the interim, I can get any information that I would like. Right. Anybody would like to testify on this?
I have one person signed up, Shedrick J. Wilkins.
So if you could take a seat, we'll be back
you.
If needed. Thank you. Morning, Mr. Wilkins.
I'm Cedric J. Wilkins, and I think the Motorola company is probably the greatest telecommunication company in the entire world. I think the first thing they did is they took the starter battery for a car and used it for radios in a police car. And I think, too, that people talking can convey a lot more information than a bunch of digital bits going into a computer. I mean, people can say a building is City Hall, south of City Hall something's happening. They don't have to go into the address and drags everything down. So I learned this when I was a scout in the Army. People talking can convey information faster and respond faster, assess situations. You can say everything looks okay. You know, there's no need to send a lot of bits over the phone. Another thing, too, is we do have hard drives with a lot of information, like city locations. There's no need to send a lot of high-speed information over the air. Yeah, there really isn't. Also, Motorola is a robust company. They made these little walkie-talkies for the Army, and you can bang them and do anything you want with them. So if you, they work in different kind of weather. The military insists on that. That's why things cost a lot of money in the military. They just don't assume it works. You start getting another company that has cheaper or something, you may risk that under certain conditions it won't work. So that's all I'm going to say. Motorola is, in fact, Motorola almost beat Intel to the 32-bit processor in 1986. For a voice communication company, came this close to issuing in the 32-bit processor. And Intel, they died up, and Intel's got better lawyers or whatever. It's a true story that a voice communication almost got into the digital age of the computer. It's headquartered in Chicago, Illinois, which is pretty much the center of the United States. And I could only dream about working for such a company. So that's it.
Thank you. Commissioner Fish, since you won't be here next week, would you like to make your friendly amendment, and then we'll just vote on next year?
No, I was persuaded on the testimony that that's part of their practice.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments on this one? So we'll set it over till next week, and please read the next item.